Wedding.
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 Weddings.
Wedding.
Wedding. Okay, wedding. Quick story. I wrote a play about this, so it's, but you know, just real quick version. Go to Georgia for my cousin Debbie's wedding. We go, her husband, Michael, his best friend, Daryl, is the best man. Debbie's sister, Denise, is the maid of honor. Denise and Daryl are planning on getting married a couple months after this. We all go to this reception at the church hall. Michael's two hick friends, Daryl's two hick friends show up. They start drinking beer out of pitchers at the reception. They start swearing very loudly. One of the grandmothers asks one of my uncles, the bride's father, to please ask them to stop the swearing. So my uncles, Dennis and Sharky, who are very cool customers, go over to ask, accompanied by my lame, fat, stupid Uncle Bob. They go over to say, please be quiet. Daryl stands up to apologize to my Uncle Dennis. I'm very sorry. We'll keep it down. Bob takes this as a threatening maneuver, throws Daryl into his chair, and tells him to chill out, buddy. Next thing I know, the bride's mother has been kicked in the stomach. The bride's dress is ripped, and she's beating someone with her high heel. My two cousins, who are green belts in Aikido and were both state wrestling champions, each have one of the hick friends in headlocks and are pounding their faces into the linoleum. There's blood everywhere. And there's a priest sitting at the door saying, get the hell out of my church. That's what a wedding is in my family.
Wedding.
Wedding.
Wedding. Just very small fact. In my family, my mother has three sisters. Of those four daughters, there's only been one healthy marriage, and that was the one marriage that was conducted when the two ran off to Las Vegas and got married in a chapel there. Going strong and lovely to this day. Wedding.
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 You know, I never really went to weddings very much. One or two, you know. This summer, I have to go to four weddings. Three of which happen within 3 weeks. Three weddings, 3 weeks. Three weddings, 3 weeks. Wedding.
Wedding.
Tony, I got it. Three weddings, 3 weeks. A chimp, a horse, two chicks, and a rat.
I like it. I like it. Keep talking. Keep talking.
This is Father. This is going to be where we're going to put this in the slot right where the X-Files used to be when it's over. It's called, Three Weddings in 3 Weeks.
Parentheses starring a horse, two chicks, and a rat.
Yeah. And a chimp.
And a chimp.
And an echidna. I want to throw an echidna in. An echidna. It's a small, spiny, it's a small, matted, fur-covered, kind of like a porcupine
anteater.
I know what
an echidna was. I was giving you a dumb look because you got ketchup on your shirt.
Oh, look. Look at this. It's not ketchup. It's don't ask.
All right.
Ooh.
This could be the breakthrough show that we've been looking for. That's gonna get it's gonna get the WB off its feet.
Woo! Let's start casting right now.
All right. See, the echidna will be played by.
I had no idea carrot soup contained carrots. That's, just carrots. You'd think they'd put something else in there. I mean, like minestrone isn't exclusively minestrones.
We thought we were being fairly explicit by saying. Carrot soup. You know, we thought that
but
the customer might see carrot and say, well, perhaps there's carrot in the soup. We didn't think there was any clearer way to
sure.
Sit down on a menu. So
I mean, I like carrots. I have nothing against carrots. But, I mean, I think you have to consider the social context that you are operating within as a restaurant in that it is currently, it's accepted by restaurants all over the place that other things go into the soup. There's a primary ingredient, but there can be subtext within the soup. And I would love to see a subtext such as, maybe a noodle or a bean or something,
I think you have a problem with carrots, sir.
It's clear that your hatred for carrots is blinding you with rage.
Mm-hmm.
And that this anti-carrot propaganda you're spewing at me now is nothing but an attempt to overthrow the carrot itself and the way that it's rooted itself within the hearts of our society.
Well, I would certainly agree that I'm blinded with rage, but I don't know if I agree with the rest of that.
You and your anti-carrot, hatred-spewing, pamphlet-dispensing, tyrannical, wanting carrot-persecuting group of carrot-hating people. I can't stand your kind.
All right, well, can I just change my order?
You and your carrot,
eating but not carrot liking, sticking carrots in places where carrots don't belonging, wearing clothes that have pictures of carrots getting injured type people. I don't like your kind at all.
See, it's kind of ironic that you're saying that I have issues here, but I'd really just like
How would you like it if I brought out our unassuming carrot family and slaughtered them right here on your table? I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
There were some noodles with them, I might like it. Maybe some broth to go along with the dead carrots. Something, I don't know. Slaughter some noodles while you're at it.
Finally, the truth comes out. Stay here, sir. I'm going to have security escort you out. Once they escort you to the pavement, they're going to proceed to beat the living crap out of you.
Oh, look, if you want me out of the restaurant, I could just walk.
No, sir.
Wait to go get
Please security. Wait. Wait while I get security. If you leave while I'm getting security, then we'll just wait.
Mom, I'm so glad you and Dad waited to get married until I was old enough to be the best man.
Yeah, well, wanted to give you that chance. I didn't have that chance at my parents' wedding, and, you know, I wanted to be the little bridesmaid, but I was far too old at that point.
Mom, I want to tell you, your dress really shows off your soma.
Well, I'm glad you think so, son. You're a sweet kid.
And is that a fashion trait ring you've got in today?
you little scamp. Well, how's the flower arrangement looking?
It looks great, Mom. But, Mom,
yeah?
I wanted to tell you something.
What?
Well, last night, I accidentally killed Dad.
You did what?
I accidentally killed Dad. And then I slept with you. And as such, I now must blind myself with this beautiful floral arrangement.
I love your dad more than anything except smoking, which is why I'm now speaking through a trach ring. And I don't want to sleep with you. You're a weaselly little thing that...
You did, last night, under the cover of darkness. I thought you to be someone else. You thought me to be father. When I woke this morning, stunned and horrified, decided I was going to have to blind myself with one of your floral arrangements.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do, Ed? I had no idea.
All I can think is if maybe we hadn't moved to Thebes...
I don't know that that has anything to do with it at all. I think you're shifting the blame around and... Oh, great. You know, we can't get a refund on that cake.
Well, the rat wants $250,000 per episode.
The stinky varmint.
He thinks he's the only rat out there, you know? The only rat in the industry. What about that Stuart Little guy?
That guy's creepy.
He gets $80,000.
He's creepy. I don't want him.
120
creepy.
250,000.
Where? What about the echidna?
The echidna.
Scott Baio say he'd do it.
Too much blow. Baio's out. Baio's
too much blow.
Baio's
just got one big nostril now, doesn't he?
He just cut out the little piece of skin between his nostrils. Thought he could start snorting crack that way. He's in rehab for the next 8 months.
All right. Well, how about my second choice? The guy who played Schneider on One Day at a Time.
Oh, he's in.
He's in.
He's going to do
it
for...
Is our lovable, raspy echidna?
Well, his deal is that he does it for 1 kilo of blow per episode. So we might be shooting ourselves in the foot.
Got a lot of blow going.
A lot of blow. A lot of blow in this business. A lot of blowing going on in this business.
All right, how about for the part of the horse?
The horse?
What are you thinking? Who are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking Kirstie Alley.
Why... Hey, you know, it's scary when our wavelengths are online like this.
I saw your lips were forming to say Kirstie Alley.
Who else has gums like that?
I don't know. Nobody else. Not she can eat an apple in 3 seconds. Corn, everything.
You know, right down her gullet. You can actually see it.
It's a sight to see. I remember one time she got really, really frightened by the paparazzi. Actually bit a photographer. All the flash photography. She starts stamping her feet like crazy. Kicking him in the groin.
She threw a shoe.
So she's perfect. She's in.
All right, the chimp. I was thinking along the lines of possibly a Vanderbeek.
Yes, but the lesser Vanderbeek. A young Vanderbeek.
Bob Vanderbeek. Bobby? Little Bobby Vanderbeek?
He's 13 right now. He'll do wonderfully.
Very chimp-like.
Very chimp-like.
He's got a semi-opposable thumb.
He's got
very low on
a
his
brow
hands.
That hasn't quite evolved yet.
All right, so I guess that leaves us with the chick.
Huh. These things are so hard to find in this industry.
Can I ever find a good chick?
Seriously.
Just a chick.
Sir, I have a problem. I ordered the clam soup, and you dropped a clam into my glass of water. That's really not what I'm looking for. I mean, you know, cost aside, I mean, given that the clam soup was $11.50, but...
For far too long, the clams have been oppressed. Forced to baste in a stew with their mortal enemy, the potato.
Well, I...
Served to an uncaring, blind, heartless race of humans.
Freeze! Cut to the fabled clam-potato wars. The front... 1487. Sir! The potatoes are advancing!
God damn it. Clem, get your ass back in the line and fight like a man!
But they're... starchy!
I know they're starchy, but you've got jaws of steel. Lure them in, and once they're in, when you see the whites of their eyes... clamp down on their carbohydrate-having necks.
Susie, I may never come back from the front. But I just want you to know, Susie, I love you.
I love you, too. Oh, Johnny, I'll wait for you.
Cut back to the restaurant.
I do care deeply about the plight of the clam, and I will certainly understand that they agree that they are a minority voice that is unrepresented in the, you know, media at large. For example, you know, there are no clam cast members of any of the network's sitcoms, not even the WB. But that still, I don't think that really applies to my $11.50 soup, you know?
Sir, if you don't wipe that grin off your face, I'm going to stretch you out like a rubber band and play you like a fiddle. And I don't mean in a malicious way. I mean in a kinky way.
Okay. Wow. That's hard to swallow for $11.50. That's even harder to swallow than the clam soup. See, camaraderie between us. This is.
If you want something that's really hard to swallow, then keep complaining.
Well, dear. Feel better? You've blinded yourself, Ed. Do you feel better about it?
Yes. Well, I wish there were a chorus here to tell me what to do next.
I wish there was something that really applied to me. I don't know what to do. I'm just a mom.
What it's true, you do kind of just get left out in most of these things, don't you?
What, do I just jab a salad fork into my thigh or something? Is that my punishment? I didn't even know.
We are fortune's fools, Mother.
Yeah. I think my punishment is to take this non-refundable cake and wear it on my back forever. That's how I'm going to update the Greek myth.
Your back hair should really grip onto the cake very well.
I think it will. We could braid it in ropes around the, I think it'll be great.
Like you had back in the 70s.
Yeah.
All right. So I got this duo. They're a little unknown, but they're coming up through the ranks. For the rat, we got this kid Ed. He's a newcomer, right? And for the chick, we got his mom. She's got a trach. Hey, no way, brainstorm. We'll have the mom play the rat, Ed play the chick. They seem to have some kind of thing going for each other anyway.
It's a good idea. And,
got chemistry, sparks, tension.
But I've had a little bit of a brainwave, as we say here, out here. In
we'll surf it on over to me.
I think we have to hit a demographic that has not been hit before. The clams, Louie. We need a clam.
Clams.
A clam protagonist.
That's clams. Do you think the WB is ready for that?
I mean,
it took ages for Ellen to get accepted, and now she's just in syndication. She's not even doing a show anymore.
I told you, clams are the next big thing, Louie. You're going to see it all over the place. NBC's already, as far as I know, working on a show by Kaufman and Bright called Clams. It's about a group of 20-something clams living in New York City. And they'll, you know, and they're all they all have platonic relationships, but by the end of the series, they're all going to
forget it. They're all doing it, yeah. You could have something. And I think since they're not human, we might be able to show clams having sex on screen.
How do clams have sex?
You know, that's something that I need to find out.
Sir, I have a problem. I ordered the pâté du fromage, and I got a clam impaled upon a carrot.
For far too long, the pâté du fromage has been living a life of exile, and we here support it. That's why we don't serve the crap. That's why everything okay. you order, you get either a clam or a carrot or some combination thereof.
Well, maybe you could leave it off the menu if you don't serve it before I pay $24.
Sir, we thought by saying pâté du fromage, it was clear, explicitly stated to anybody with any amount of intellect that what you would receive is a clam impaled by a carrot.
Well, I think you have to contextualize your menu as
your regime in support of the pâté du fromage is going to stop here, sir.
Your menu is a cultural document, sir. I mean, you really have to consider the mindset that you are unleashing this material into. And well, I'd just be happy if I could get my money back.
Your money. Is that what this is all about? Your money. God save your soul.
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
I think that's the look I was getting.
Anytime, you know.
I had nowhere else to go.
What's the time it's between the scenes? Arms. They're all save disturbing evocations of Greek myth.
I love Greek mythology.
Disturbing. Ow.
As well you should, man.
I love it because I am a Greek hero.
We all know that.
That thing is so creepy. Like where they have the new plug-in, it looks like some weird biomechanical thing. Like it's all
like one of the worms and tremors. Yeah, I have to plug my headphones into it, and occasionally I knock them out. But it's not very important that I have my headphones in very much longer because this is the end of What Yale Is Like. Thank you very much. My name is Mark. With you is Ben.
Eric, I'm so glad you're alive, Miriam.
And Matt.
Thank you very much, Kurt, Miriam, Jeff.
Jarvis Jeffrey Jones.
Yes.
Jarvis Jeffrey Jones. What was the other guy? She'll know who it is.
Yeah, she'll know who it is, hopefully. Yes. Hopefully it all worked out. Tune into the Homeless Marathon later on this week. Tune into What Jail Is Like later on next Sunday. And
the Germans are highly favored in the Homeless Marathon.
They've been training for months and months under a strict regime.
And if you live a hellish existence in an office complex, tune into us on the web at www.prairienet.org/weft. Thank you for listening. Good night.